Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
I believe that you will do it.
Welcome to a special edition of the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, bringing you greetings from the City of Roses. Yes, we are here in Portland, Oregon, and we're so grateful to God for giving us another opportunity to come boldly before his throne of grace, to pray, praise, and to worship him, to magnify him, to lift him up, and to exalt his holy name. Good evening to the Light of Portland family. I am so honored that you chose to come and spend this hour with us. And yes, I said it's a special edition. You'll hear more about that in a moment. But I want to acknowledge those that make this platform possible for us. Week after week, we are able to ride along in the car with you, sit with you in the house, on the job. Some of our listeners are in hospitals or in nursing homes, and they're tuning in week after week. And all of this is made possible because of our friends, our prayer partners, our partners in ministry, the Butterfields. We thank God for Elder and Elder Butterfield. They are a dynamic duo. You know Batman and Robin? Well, that's the Butterfields. Amen. We truly honor God for them, the work that God has blessed them with. And we honor the men and women that labor with us right here in the City of Portland, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, and our very own Pastor Sherelle Pennington. So grateful to God for the work that you all do and for the voice that you have and the influence that you have to impact the kingdom of God. We pray for you all the time, and we pray that God will continue to richly bless the work of your hands. And then we don't want to forget Archbishop Ruth Smith, who is a covering for the Light of Portland. And we are truly grateful to the woman of God for covering us, praying for us, and speaking wisdom and words of knowledge to us to help us be better equipped to advance the kingdom of God. And we truly thank God. And to all of you that are on the line today, and I don't want to disrespect anyone, there are some pastors on the line. There are some elders, evangelists, some missionaries, some deacons, some deaconesses. We honor you tonight. Maybe you're saying, well, Pastor Black, I don't have a title. Well, honey, let me tell you, don't get too caught up on the hype with them titles. Because I heard somebody say one day they're going to either fall off or burn off. Mm-hmm. And so we're just honored to God that you are here with us on tonight. I was sitting here earlier today, and I thank God for the preached word that has come forth. And I know all of you have heard a word today from your pastor or from your leader, whether it was in person, it was on a conference call, or it was on Facebook. I'm sure that you heard a Rhema word on today. Well, I want you to know that today, as I was sitting here resting and just kind of tuned into the news just a little bit, my spirit was grieved because of everything going on in Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas and Georgia, all of our family back in the South with those hurricanes and the rains and the winds and everything that's going on in Afghanistan and Haiti. And you know, there is war still going on in Israel. And we're just praying. And we watched earlier today where 13 young men and women were taken off of the plane as their families and the president of the United States stood to receive their bodies. They were killed in Afghanistan, and their families are now burying these young men and women. And my heart just got heavy. And I said, Lord, I know we heard a good word today, but I need to know, what is it that you need us to do tonight for the Light of Portland? And I heard in my spirit, do a Claritin call, not to your friends, but to your prayer warriors, to your prayer partners, those that don't have a problem laying on their face, pushing back their plate, going before God in prayer, waging war on the enemy, and standing up, being watchmen and watchwomen for the sake of building the kingdom. And so tonight I want to welcome you to the operation. I called it Operation Push tonight. We're going to pray until something happens. As I was looking in the scripture of 2 Chronicles 7:14, we read where Solomon had finished building the temple, and he had finished building his palace. And the Bible says that it was successful. It was done according to the plans that God had given him and the plans that he had for his own building. And then the verse 12 says, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and he said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Verse 13 says, if I shut up the heavens so that no rain fall, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence and plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified and set apart for my purpose this house, that my name may be here forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. My brothers and sisters, you do realize that since the pandemic, church ain't been the same as it was before 2019 of November. And I know that you've heard your pastor say that you are the church. You are the temple of the living God. So I want you to know tonight, my brothers and sisters, that the Spirit of the Lord, his eyes are upon us and his ears are attentive to our prayer tonight. So tonight we're going to just bombard heaven for just a moment. I have made a Claritin call for some of my prayer warriors, some of my prayer partners to join us on tonight. Pastor Sherelle has sent out the same call. So we should have Oregon, Washington, California, Texas, Georgia, New York. We should have the grounds covered on tonight. And I do believe that if, as we go before the Lord, He will hear our humble cry. He will come and see about his people. We need the Lord on tonight, saints of God. I don't know about you, but we need the Lord on tonight. We need him to come and show up and show out, and to show himself strong, to show himself mighty. I preached this morning, and I told the people that there were some saints who were losing hope. Why are they losing hope? Because they have not got their foot placed on that solid rock. They have not grabbed a hold to that anchor that grips the solid rock. They go to church, and they carry a Bible, They may even sing in the choir, and they may even stand on the floor and greet you as an usher, but they have not got a hold of, they have not got a grip of God's unchanging hand. And those are the ones, saints, that are losing hope because of the news. They're losing hope. They're losing their fight. But tonight, those of you that are on this call, those of you that have heard the Claritin call, we're going to pray that they don't lose their faith, that they don't lose their hope, and that they would grab a hold to God's unchanging hand. It's prayer time, my brothers and sisters. It's prayer time, my brothers and sisters. I'm asking that if you want to pray tonight, that you press one. Be ready, because I don't know how it's going to go, but be mindful that there are others here that want to prayer, send a prayer, get a prayer through, that want to call on the name of the Lord. We're asking that you would pray and that you would be in agreement with every prayer on tonight. If you want to pray, we're going to ask that you would press one as we go to God in prayer tonight, as we seek his face on tonight, as we call upon his name tonight. The call is open for those that want to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We come before you this evening, oh God, on behalf of this world, oh God. We realize, God, that you are in control, God. So much is going on in every little corner of the world, God. There's fires that are raging in California, and then there's storms that are in Louisiana and all over that coast, God. We are praying for them. They say that Louisiana, New Orleans was dark, without lights. That's so scary, oh God. God, we are praying for those families, for those people who are losing their homes. I was watching the news, and the storm just took a whole building down and across the street. Oh my God, we need you, God. We need you, God. They're going to need so much when this hurricane is gone, oh God. Hurricane Ida, God, a four, God. They say it's worse than Katrina 16 years ago. God, we need your help, God. They need your help, God. We praying right now for all those families, God. Some that tried to hanker down and still the hurricanes took their home and they had to leave and go to another place, God. We're praying for those that are in Baton Rouge, God, in Mississippi, God, and all along that coast, oh God. We need you, God. We want you, God, to do what you do best, oh God. We come humbly before you, God. We lift up our eyes to the heavens, which cometh our help, God, and our help comes from you, God. We're praying for Afghanistan, oh God, where the 13 people that were killed by the Afghanistans were coming home, and the president and first lady were standing there with their black on, God. We are praying for all of those families, oh God, for those young men. Some of them were married. Some of them were expected to be fathers. God, we're praying for them, for their families right now. We pray that everything will go smooth with Afghanistan, that they will get all of the American people and the Afghanistans that want to come out, oh God. We're praying for them, God. We need you, oh God, to intervene in this situation, God, in every situation, God. We need you, God. God, we just thank you right now, God. We praise you tonight. We thank you for this prayer time. I haven't heard Operation Push in a long time, God, but we want to pray until something happens. We want to pray until you get the news, God. We know that you're not hard of hearing, God, but you said just pray and call out and cry unto me, and you would hear us, oh God. So, Father, that's what we're doing right now, God. We're calling out to you, oh God, for all those that have lost loved ones during this COVID, for those that won't get the shot. We pray, God, that they will see a new light, God, and get the shot, oh God, so that not only they can live, but their families and friends can live and live knowing that they won't that the shot has been given. They don't think that, maybe they don't think that the COVID is real. Maybe they think it's a hoax with the government. But whatever it is, it's killing people. And people are dying. They don't even have enough rooms in the hospitals to put the dead people. They put them in these trucks, in these cold trucks, God. The nurses and doctors are wanting to quit, God, because they're tired of working these so many different shifts, God, because they say that this could have been prevented had these people taken these shots. All these people, a lot of them, most of them, are people without vaccination. God, this world to get this shot. Help them to realize that you made this shot possible. Man didn't do it by himself, God. Man was not that smart, God. God, you did this. And we need to realize that it came from you. And it's a blessing to help this world, God. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this prayer time, this unusual time. But it's so needed, oh God.
Lord.
It's so needed for us to all come together and just have prayer like we would if it was World Day of Prayer. Because this world is suffering, God. And so, God, we ask you. We plead for you, God.
Yes, Jesus.
We beg, God, that help is on the way, God. And we just have to stand still and wait to see the salvation of the Lord. We know that you're in control. They think they are in control, but God, you are in control of everything that goes on in this world, in every corner of this world, in every little hamlet of this world, God. You are in control. And so we give you the glory, God.
Yes, God.
We give you the glory. We say hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
We say hallelujah,
thank
God. We
you,
pray that some of these people that are in these different situations, if they don't know you, God, we're praying that they find you, God, because you're not lost, but they are, God.
Mm.
So we want someone to help bring them to Christ, lead them to Christ,
yes,
during
God.
These storms, during these fires, during this COVID. Somebody needs to find Jesus and call out his name and saying, what must I do to be saved? God, we thank you. We thank you for this prayer time, and we just say we love you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord God, tonight. We give you honor, Lord God, and we give you glory tonight, Lord God. We come to praise you tonight, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, you sit high, but you look low. You look down on the affairs of men tonight, Lord God. You see every storm, you know every bit of rain, you know every tear, Lord God, that is being shared tonight. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, because in the midst of it all, you are still in control. Father, we bless you tonight, Lord God, for all that we see. Why? Because you tell us in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Father, we don't see what you're doing, but you've got a mighty hand at work here. You're able to take even the worst of situations, Lord God, and turn it around. You can work it for our good, Lord God. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as these 13 young people, Lord, they gave up their lives, Lord God. And Lord God, we know that in the last days, you said there would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be earthquakes in diverse places. Lord, it looked like Mother Nature is out of control. But Lord God, tonight you are in control. So we're asking you, Lord God, for those that are mourning right now, Lord God, over the loss of not only those that just come back from Afghanistan, but Lord, they've been crying out for so long in Afghanistan. We need you tonight, Lord God, in Afghanistan. We need you tonight down in Louisiana. I heard Mother say, Lord, tonight it's dark down there, Lord God. But you said, Lord God, in your word, that night and day are the same to you, Lord God. So since you see what's going on in Louisiana, Lord God, I pray that you would work a miracle down in Louisiana, Lord God. Keep them safe, Lord God, from the reptiles and all of the things that could go creep in the night, Lord God, because of this water, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that salvation would come as a result of what is happening. Father God, there's so much evil down in New Orleans. You see it. You see it, Lord God. And you keep trying to shake them, Lord God. You keep trying to wake them up, Lord God. What will it take, Lord God? Hurricane after hurricane, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Father, spare lives tonight in the name of Jesus. We are but flesh. We look through the outer, but you are God tonight. You are God, and you know what you're doing. You know every soul that's going to turn itself around because of this. You know every soul that's crying out to you. You know who trusts you tonight, your word says. You know who's believing you tonight, Lord God. And tonight, Lord God, we say thank you in spite of what we see, in spite of what we feel, Lord God. In spite of what we hear, you are still in control. It breaks our hearts to see, Lord God, what is happening, Lord God. It breaks our hearts. But, Lord God, what has your heart gone through because of our sin? What has your heart been feeling, Lord God, because of how we've been living? What have you been seeing because of our God? We heard the pastor say today, if we're willing to go with you all the way, we've got to make some changes, Lord God. Father God, you are stirring up some changes, Lord God, in lives. And we pray, Lord God, that we will hear you and see you before it is everlasting and too late. So, Lord God, I lift up Louisiana. I lift up Hades, Lord God. I lift up all of the COVID patients, those that are suffering now, those that are recovering, Lord God, and those that are going to come down with it, Lord God, because this thing ain't done yet. We lift up President Biden, Lord God, and Vice President Harris. We lift them up, Lord God. The decisions that men will need to be made, Lord, they need your help, Lord God. Help them. We pray for the body of Christ, Lord God, that we will be found on our knees crying out to you, praising you, blessing you in spite of what we see. Lord God, we thank you in Jesus' name for every addict, Lord God. Whether, Lord God, whether it's drugs, whether it's food, whether it's sex, whatever it is, break every yoke tonight, Lord God. Break the yokes of sin. Break the yoke so that we can see again, that we can live again, and we can run and have our being in Jesus Christ. And then, Lord God, for everybody incarcerated, I didn't stop with those behind the bars. Father, we pray for those on the other side of the bars. We pray for the warden. We pray for the jailers, Lord God, because they get to acting like they God. They are not gods, Lord God. They are supposed to uphold the law. Help them, Lord, behind the bars and those on the other side. Heal, set free, bring salvation, oh God, tonight. And for those that are unemployed, Lord God, there are thousands and thousands and thousands who need you, Lord. Make a way out of no way, Lord God. They can't pay the rent. They losing cars. They losing homes, Lord God. Father God, we lift our hands up to you tonight. We surrender to you. We lift up the white flag saying, Father God, if you take your help from us, where will we go? So tonight we hide under the shadow of the Almighty God, and we trust you to work all things out for our good. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Father God, once again, we come to the throne of grace and prayer, calling upon your great name. What a mighty God you are. Father God, we just come lifting up the people in Louisiana and all the surrounding places that have been touched by the hurricane, Father God. Father God, we're praying for the people. Father God, we know that justice is going to go through just like the unjust. Father God, we continue to pray for them, praying that they get the help that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that they don't have to wait long for aid to come to them, Father God. Father God, send the helpers that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to cry out for the people, Father God, because, Father, we know you are the only answer for this world today, and so many people have turned their backs on you, Father God, doing all manner of evilness. Father God, we continue to pray for the people, Father God, that they turn their hearts back to you before it's too late, because, Father, we know you are the only answer for this world today, Father God. Father God, we continue to lift up the President of the United States and the Vice President, Father God. We pray that they pray unto you before they make any major decisions, that they surround themselves with godly counsel, Father God, people with integrity, Father God, people that's willing to stand up with what is right, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, how we need you, Father God. Father God, we continue to pray for the people that have not been vaccinated, Father God. Oh, Father, how we need your help, Father God. So many storms are raging, Father God. Homelessness, Father God. Or joblessness, Father God. so many storms are raging, Father God. But as your believers, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. All we have to do is put our trust and our faith in you. Everything will be all right if we keep our hands in your unchanging hands, Father God. Oh, what a mighty God you are, a God from everlasting to everlasting. You are the great I am. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for everything you're doing in this season. And we ask, Father God, that you don't do it without us, Father God. Oh, yes. God, we need you, Father God. We continue to pray for the people in Afghanistan, Father God. Oh, Father God, rescue the people, Father God, the ones that want to leave, Father God. Help them find a way to get out, Father God. Protect the Americans, Father God. Bring them out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, how we need you, Father God.
We need you,
Father God.
We
continue to pray for the people that's incarcerated. So many people are behind bars, Father God. Father God, while they're incarcerated, we pray that they seek after you, Father God, that they come to know you in the pardon of their sins. So once they're released, Father God, they won't go back to the old lifestyle of killing and stealing, Father God, but continue to seek after you, Father God, because, Father, they will come to know that you are the only answer for this world today. And, Father God, we continue to cry out to you, Father God. Father God, you're holy God. You're righteous God. And just as you're holy and righteous, you come for your people to become holy, to become righteous, Father God. So, Father, we pray right now that you take anything that's not of you out of us, Father God. Father God, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit any longer. We want to live according to your will and your purpose for us, Father God. Father God, we want to be true intercessors, Father God, crying out for your people, Father God. Oh, Father, we pray that you will not remove your hands from the United States, Father God.
Yes,
oh, Father God, so much evil throughout the land now. Father God, you remove your hand from us. Oh, how terrible it would be, Father God. So, Father God, have faith in you, Father God. We continue to trust in you, Father God. No other help we know, Father God. So many things lying ahead that we don't see, Father God. So, Father, we pray that you strengthen us for whatever lies ahead, that we be ready to go through, Father God, because we know the just are going to go through just like the unjust. So, Father God, strengthen us, Father God. And, Father, we pray for a strong faith and not a wavering faith, Father God, that we'll be able to go through these storms, Father God. Oh, Father, just as like Jesus when he was on this earth, Father God, when they nailed him on that cross, he did some suffering, Father God, and just as Jesus suffered, we too going to suffer, Father God. We too are going to go through some things, Father God, and Father God, just help us to be ready to go through, Father God. Father, we love you with everlasting love. We will continue to call upon your great name, Father God, and Father, we thank you for your holy word going to help bring us through these storms of life that we are in, Father God. Oh, Father, we just thank you because we know as we go through, we're not going through alone.
You
wrapped up inside us because, Father, you never left us, but we did leave you for a season. And we say thank you, Father God, for loving us so much. And we love you, Father, with an everlasting love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're just joining us, thank you for calling in. We're going in prayer. We're going before the Lord. If you would like to pray tonight, all we're asking that you would do is press 1 on your phone. We will bring you on live. We've had quite a few join us. And I just want you to know we are in Operation Push. This is of the Light of Portland tonight. We're going before the Lord in prayer because what we need now is prayer. We need prayer. We need the people of God to come together, touch it and agree, believing in the word of God. And so I want to welcome you tonight to the Light of Portland. This is a special edition. It's entitled Operation Push. We are praying until something happens. If you would like to pray, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone and we will bring you on live and you can pray with us on tonight. Know that we are praying, that we are touching and agreeing, and we are believing God with you on tonight. And whatever it is you're praying for, you can pray that prayer tonight too. So don't let your prayer be hindered or restricted, but let the Spirit of the Lord have his way tonight.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, most holy and gracious and everlasting Heavenly Father. Lord God, it's once again I come, Father God, bow down to your throne of grace, Father God, to give you the reverence, Father God, to let you know how much we love you and adore you, Father God. Lord God, we come this evening, Father God. Lord, we come praying for so many different things, Father God. First, I'm praying, Father God, for my hometown, Louisiana. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Father God, to cease the waters, cease the storms, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are able to do anything but fail. We cry out to you this evening, Father God. Oh, have mercy upon Louisiana, Father God, Mississippi, Father God, all surrounding areas, in the name of Jesus. God, and we pray, Father God, not just for Louisiana. Father God, we pray for Haiti. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're still the same God in Louisiana that you are in Haiti. Father God, we ask you to have your way in Haiti. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for Afghanistan right now, God. Oh, Father God, you go. Your arms are so wide, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray tonight for Afghanistan, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will send your blood right now all over Afghanistan, Louisiana, Haiti. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for the rising of violence, Father God, all over the world, even in our own city, Portland, Oregon. God, we pray for the violence right now, that it will cease and be no more. Father, we pray for the homelessness in the name of Jesus. God, there's so many, Father God, all over the world, Father God, that without covering right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, that you will bless them, Father God, with housing, Father God. Lord God, there's billionaires, Father God. There's millionaires right here in every state and city, Father God, that these homeless people do not have to build tents and sleep on the tarps, Father God, trying to find food wherever they can, God. These people are sleeping on billions of dollars, Father God. Lord God, and I know you're not pleased, Father God, when they are in mansions, Father God, and people are sleeping on the bridges. God, wake them up in the name of Jesus. God, touch their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for this pestilence, this COVID-19, God. We pray, Father God, that it will cease and go back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. God, we pray a healing on our land, God. This land has gotten so wicked and so far from you, Lord God. Oh, God, we are living in perilous times, Father God. Oh, Father, we pray, Father God, that you will heal the land. Your word said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal the land. God, I pray that men, women, boys, and girls will come fall flat on their faces, Father God, this night, this very night, Father God, asking, what must I do to be saved, God? You stand at the heart of man, Father God, just waiting, Father God, for them to open up, Father God. Oh, Father, we pray, Father God, that they will seek you while you're near, Father God. Call upon you, Father God, while you're near, Father God. Lord, we know, Father God, we're living in perilous times, Father God. The end time is quickly approaching, Father God. Oh, it's not your will, Father God, that any man or woman shall perish, but come to repentance, Father God. We pray, Father God, for our own family members right now that they will seek you, Father God, right now tonight, Father God, because tomorrow might be too late. Oh, let them cry out tonight. Save me, Lord God. Save me, Lord God. Oh, Father God, a lot of us oftentimes think that tomorrow will come. And, Father, sometimes we close our eyes and we wake up on the other side. God, we pray, Father God, tonight for salvation, deliverance, and healing right now, Father God, within our own family, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for all the patients and survivors, Father God, of this corona, Father God. Oh, Father God, Father God, if we ever needed you before, sir, we sure need you right now, God. We need you right now, God. We need you in every way, Father God. Every minute, every hour, every second throughout each day, God.
Oh, Father God, we need you, Lord God. Hear our little cry, God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. As our prayers go forth tonight, God, we pray that you intervene right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to have your way, Father God. Have your way. Let thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine's the kingdom and the power and the glory. Oh God, we pray, Father God, with all our hearts and all our might and soul. God, we pray that you will hear our cry, Lord God. Hear our call, God. Come and see about your children, God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God.
Yes, yes,
we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We can't do nothing without you, Lord God. Lord, where would we be if it wasn't for you, Lord God? We would be just like that old ship that was tossing and turning, not knowing which direction to go, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing and going to do, God. You are a great God, and you are worthy of all our praises, from the rising of the sun to the going down of that same sun. God, we praise your righteous and your holy name. Oh, God, we love you, Father God. You died on Calvary's cross for all mankind, Lord God. We thank you for what you did,
thank
Father
you.
God,
thank
way
you.
Back on Calvary's cross. Lord God, they pierced you in your side. They hung a funny crown on your head. Oh, blood and water came streaming down, Lord God. Oh, God, you didn't have to suffer like you did for us, Lord God, but we're glad that you did it for us, Lord, that we would die one day, and yet we would live. We would live in glory with you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for what you did for us way back
thank
on Calvary,
you.
Lord God. That's
yes.
why you said it. It's not your will that any man or woman should perish. God, you want us all to be in heaven with you, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, God. You've been so good to us, Father God. You've been so good to us, Lord God. The things we are enduring, Father God, you're waking us up, Father God. But yet still, some of us are still sleeping on you, God. Wake us up, Lord God. We cannot see the signs of the time. I feel sorry for the ones that sleeping all past time. I feel sorry for you if you don't see the signs on the wall. Wars, rumors of wars. Oh, earthquake in diverse places, hurricanes, tornadoes, bad weather is all over the land, fires all over, Father God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God.
Thank you
for waking us up, God. Thank you, Father God, that our eyes have been opened, Father God. Thank you for shaking the scales off our eyes, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy. God, it shall follow us all the days of our life. And Father God, those of us, Father God, that's walking in your will and in your way, we're going to continue until you come. We're going to continue to praise you. We're going to continue to lift you up and glorify you, oh God, because you are so good to us. I bless your righteous and holy name. In the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we can cover you today, and we just ask you, Father, to cover the United States, Father. We ask you to cover the people of the United States who are hurting, Father. We ask, Father, that you just help us to keep your word, Father. We ask you to strengthen those in the church to call out this wickedness in these high places, not to honor men, because Men are just men. They're still subject. Even no matter how high we rise, we're still subject to everything here. Don't have us look to men to save us. Have us look to you, Father. Keep us on the straight and on the narrow.
Yes,
and
sir.
Just refine us. If it,
yes,
if it,
sir.
If we need to go through the furnace for our refining, then let us go through the furnace for our refining.
Yes, yes.
Because too many of our churches are too concerned with their tax status. They're turning people away. Okay? We need to start to follow your word. Not just demand, yes, pray for people in these high places. But if they want to continue in their wickedness, they need to be called out. It doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican, you know, people are upset with Trump. People are upset with Biden. It doesn't matter. Anybody who reaches this high place, it's not for us to decide what they do there. You place them there. All we have to do is either pray for them or call them out if they're performing wickedness. And if we don't hold it, Father, if we don't hold the line, remove us, Father.
Yes,
remove
Jesus.
Us if we don't call them out. Because we're not called to sit by and just go along to get along with whatever's going on. We're called to be that rock, just like you. And keep it, as they say, keep it 100, right?
Aha.
In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. This is Brother Love if I'm on the air now.
Yes, ma'am. We're praying this evening. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Lord, before I go into this prayer, God, forgive me, Father, for my sins, my shortcomings, Lord. If I said or did anything you weren't pleased with, God, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. Search my heart, my mind, soul, and spirit this night, God. Father God, you heard the prayer that went out tonight, God. Lord, I'm asking you, God, take heed to it, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to move by your Holy Spirit tonight, God.
Yes, sir.
Everyone on this, been on this line, God. Oh, God, I ask you to use everyone to your glory, God.
Yes,
Lord, look down on this earth, God. Forgive your people, God. You say if we turn from our wicked ways, you'll heal this land, God. Lord, I'm asking you, God, that this touch, God, we just need one touch from you tonight.
Oh, yes.
And God will be made whole, God. And Lord, I'm asking you to save this earth, God. Save your people,
Lord.
God. Look down on the sick and shedding and everywhere tonight, God. Oh, God, let them call on your name, God. Let them hear from you tonight, God. Oh, God, touch everyone in Haley, God. Touch them people that got killed, the soldiers that got killed, God. Touch the family, God. Give them strength to go through, Lord. Hold them up tonight, God. Oh, God, I ask you to touch this line. Bless it, God. Continue blessing. And, Lord, I'm asking you to just use everyone, Pastor Black, God. Thank you for having her on this line, God. Pastor Sherea, God, thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you for having her, God. Oh, God, if we just turn from our wicked ways,
help us, God.
Then we can hear from heaven, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, go all over this world, God. Touch someone in prison right now, God. Somebody don't know you in there, God. Lord, I'm asking you, God, let them get to know you, God. Let somebody be in there that they could turn them around, God. And let them know, God, that it's a place for them, God. And God, you sit high and you look low for everything. People think they would get away with stuff when somebody don't see them, God. But you see it, God.
Yeah,
you see every bit of it, God. And Lord, I'm asking, search the hearts, God. Search the heart. People's hearts so cold, God. Move in it in the name of Jesus. Turn the heart into love, God. Turn their black heart into love. Oh, God, let them cry out to you, God. And God, touch every child going to school now. God, touch them. Touch the teachers and the principal, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch everyone in elementary school, God. Touch everyone in high school. Oh, God, touch the college children tonight,
yes,
God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, our people need you, God. Lord,
yes,
we thank you for moving, God. Lord, we can't do without you tonight, God. God, we calling on your name tonight, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch my situation, God, what I'm going through, God.
Thanks.
You know all about the situation, God. You said you'll be there for us. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us, God. And, God, we claim it done by faith, God.
Yeah,
oh, God,
yeah.
We know you got all power. And, God, you love your people so dear, God. And, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Gracious Father, we come before you this evening to lift you up, to magnify you, to exalt you. Not just to ask of you, Father, but to thank you for what you've done. To thank you for those that you've woken up to see, Lord God, our own wickedness and our own unrighteousness, Father, to give us the opportunity to repent before you, to turn around, Lord God, and then to take those that are behind us and pull them forward, Lord God, to be before you. So we bow at your feet right now, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We adore you. We magnify your holy name, O God. We call you our Lord, our King, our Master, and our Savior, Lord God. We exalt you as the great I Am, the maker of heaven and earth. We call upon the God that spoke all things into existence. And we exalt you right now, Lord Father, and ask that you would come down, Father, and help your children, Father. Help us to know who we are in you.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
lost, Lord God. We're homeless, Lord God. We're bypassed, Lord God. We need your help, Lord God. We don't know how to become the body of Christ, Lord God. We don't know how to become the bride of Christ. Christ, Father.
Help us.
We need your help, Lord God, to unite as one, Lord God, because your word says, Father, that it is good and faithful for those that are part of the body of Christ to come together in unity, for there you will call upon the blessings, O God. And so we want to unite together in your word, Lord God, in your will, Lord God, in your way, Lord God. We want our government to become subject to you, O God. We want, O God, the United States, O God, to become subject to you, Lord Father. We want, O God, the countries that are outside of America, that are pronouncing every other God but you, to become subject to you, Lord God. We pray for China. We pray for Japan. We pray for Russia. We pray for Africa. We pray for all of the continents, Father, that don't call upon you as God.
Oh, God. Yes, yes.
And we ask that you would make them subject to you, Lord God. We know that there are wars and rumors of war, Father. We know that there are earthquakes in diverse places. We know that there are floods and storms, Father. But the word says, Father, but don't be weary. This is just the beginning of sorrows, O God.
Jesus.
So we ask for strength to not be weary.
Oh, God.
And to continue in well-doing. That when you call us home, you would say that you are well pleased. So we lift you up right now, Lord God, and ask that you would have your way in each and every one of us. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. We acknowledge you. Hear from your children. Answer our prayers, O God. Humble us before your throne, Lord Father, and at your feet.
Let each and every man, woman, boy, girl, and child bow down at your feet and worship you, Lord God. Not ask you for anything, but worship you, Lord God, because it is in worship that things will be healed, bodies would be healed and set free. It is in worship, Lord God, that earthquakes will stop shaking, Lord God. It is in worship, Lord God, that you will rise to your feet to look down upon the sound of worship to see who it is, oh God. It is in worship, Lord God, that every chain would be broken, oh God. It is in worship, Lord God, that healing would take place, Lord God. So help us to bow at your feet and worship you and you alone. And I pray, oh God, that you would bless each and every one of us. I pray that you would keep us, Father. I pray that you would make your face shine upon us, Lord, because we need your glory. We need your glory. I pray, Lord God, that you would lift your countenance unto us, our minds to be made like yours, giving us peace in the midst of every storm, prosperity in the midst of famine, and that you would continue to cover and keep us. For, Lord God, you are the true and mighty God, the only living God, and we exalt and magnify your holy name. We lift up Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. We lift up Light of the World. We lift up Tabernacle of Faith. We lift up every church that is attached to this line tonight. We lift up every home that's represented tonight. Have your way in each of them, Lord God. We pray all these things in the name of Christ Jesus tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, prayer warriors. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for joining us tonight for the Light of Portland. This was a special edition, Operation Push. Where there is no prayer, there is no power. Where there is little prayer, there is little power. Where there is much prayer, there is much power. And as Pastor Sherelle has informed us tonight through her prayer, reminded us that the way that we move the hand of God is through our worship. Thank you for calling tonight. Thank you for praying tonight. Thank you for being on the call tonight. I pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, and watch over you. And may he, as you go throughout the day, may he give you what to say to help encourage, help to be a help to one another. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And please join us next Sunday as we go before the Lord with another hour of the Light of Portland. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name.